My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
What else does mommy do that makes you happy other than buying your toys? What other things mommy do make you happy?
Buy another rescue trick.
What?
Buy another rescue trick.
Okay. Who do you love the most?
Mommy.
Why?
I have to go pee-pee.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to Tiger Milf Podcast. Today is so special. I have this amazing man as my guest. He is actually the only man who took my heart away. He is, no doubt, the love of my life. And another person, she is the person who hates me the most on this earth. So it's kind of dramatic. I'm ready to introduce them. Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Stan Simmers.
Who's your mommy?
I'm
your mommy?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is this lady sitting next to you?
Nana.
That's your Nana?
Yes.
So who do you love more, mommy or Nana?
Mommy.
Good job. High five. Nice. Okay. So what's you have in your hand?
Marshall.
Who is Marshall?
Him.
What does he do?
Put out fires.
Does he has a vehicle?
Yes.
Where is his vehicle?
Like over there.
Can you grab it?
Yeah.
Who got you these toys?
Nana.
Did Nana got you toy or mommy got it?
Nana.
Nana opened the box. Mommy bought it, right? Who ordered it?
Mommy.
So if mommy ordered it, mommy got it, okay? When somebody orders something, it means they paid for it, okay?
Yes.
You are Chinese, you should know this. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
What's her name?
Margot.
Is she cute?
Yes.
What's Margot's favorite toy?
Chase.
Chase? So she likes Chase. Who is Chase?
Somebody's Chase.
What does Chase do?
Chase Mail Humdinger.
Oh, hey, Chase Mail Humdinger. So it's Paw Patrol. Chase is a police dog. Mail Humdinger is an evil mayor, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So Winston, I have a question for you. What are you doing this Friday night?
I'm performing.
You are performing?
Yes.
Where are you performing at? You have to answer my question. You can't play with your toy. Look at the camera over there. Or look at me. Just look at me. When you talk to me, you look at me in the eyes. Yes?
Yes.
So where are you performing Friday night?
I'm performing.
Where? At the comedy club?
Yes.
Are you telling jokes?
Yes.
With who?
Me.
And mommy?
Yes.
So you are going to mommy's comedy club. Pick up the toy. Stop playing with your feet. Just pick it up and sit like a nice boy. 让他坐好。好好坐。好看着我说话。 Whenever you talk to mommy, you look at mommy in the eyes, okay?
Okay.
So more questions. Why would you perform on Friday night?
Performing. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. I'm here to mom's introduce.
I'm here to introduce?
I'm here to introduce with my mom, the queen of comedy, Zhaoying Summers.
Can you speak again, but slow and louder? I can't hear you. Can you speak one more time, slower and louder?
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, what would you do at the comedy club? Show mommy.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. I'm here to mom's.
No, my name?
My name's Winston Summers.
I'm here to introduce. No, I'm here to introduce.
My mom.
Speak slow and loud. I'm here to introduce my mom.
I'm here to introduce my mom. The queen of comedy.
The world of comedy?
Zhaoying Summers.
What of comedy? I didn't hear you. The queen?
the Queen of Comedy, Jiayin Summers.
Good job. So do you get money from this?
Yes.
So what happens after the show? You get money?
Pay toy.
So you can pay for your toy? What toy do you want to buy with the money you make doing comedy?
Robo-dog.
What's a robo-dog?
Go to Paw Patrol.
Oh, it's a robo-dog in the Paw Patrol. Cool. So did you go to Sacramento with mommy?
Yes.
Where is Sacramento? Look at me when you talk to me. If you don't look at me when you talk to me, it means you are stealing things from me. So you always look to people when you talk to them, okay?
Yes.
So where is Sacramento?
To the street.
It's far, right? We drove 7 hours to Sacramento, right? Which car did we drive to Sacramento? Look at mommy when you talk to me.
Go to the SUV.
And what color is the SUV?
White.
Whose car is it?
Nana.
What brand is the car? Is it a Tesla or no? Look at me when you talk to me.
No.
What car is it?
A SUV.
Is it a Mercedes?
Yes.
Winston, look at me. So what did you do at Sacramento? Did you help mommy performing? Did you watch mommy performing?
Yes.
Where did we stay?
The hotel.
And then after the show, there's a meet and greet, right? Did you help mommy selling t-shirts?
Yes.
What did you say? Buy t-shirts. What did you say?
Buy t-shirts.
Did you get a toy and money? People give you tips and money?
Yes.
What did you get?
Monies.
Yes, and you got Black Panther, remember?
Yes.
Black Panther. Wakanda Forever?
Yes.
Can you do it? Wakanda Forever. Use your hand.
Wakanda Forever.
One more time. Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Good job. Good job. Not really great, but you try. What's wrong with your eyes?
My eyes is broken.
Your eyes broken?
Yeah.
What broke your eyes? What broke your eyes?
Bird.
Bug? Yeah. Cool. Okay, Winston. So, I have a question. So, does Margo take your toy sometimes?
Yes.
So, what happens when Margo take your toy?
Take my toys.
Are you sad?
Yes.
Okay. Nana, Margo take Winston's toy. Margo 经常偷 Winston 玩具。How do you deal with that? I'm asking my mom how she deal with it. 你怎么处理 Margo 偷 Winston 玩具？
抢嘛，两个人在一起玩的时候，Winston 手里的 Margo 总认为就好，就得抢。
So Winston, don't pick your nose and eat it later. No, don't do it. No, I said no. Don't pick your nose and eat it later. It's not precious. It's not something good for you. Okay?Okay, Winston? I know it's... What are you doing? So, Winston, whenever you have a toy, Margo thinks it's better than her toy, right? And she wants to take it from you. And she always rob your toy. And you go to Nana, you cry. And you say, Margo took my toy, help! And Nana tell you, go there and take it back. But you can't do it because you don't want to hurt Margo, right?
But I was a bad guy.
You were a bad guy?
Yeah.
So what happens when you're a bad guy? Did Margo beat you up?
Margo was a police officer.
So what did she do when she was a police officer? You are the bad guy.
She catch me.
She catch you?
Yeah.
Did she beat you up?
Yes.
So she called you and she beat you up. Nana said that whenever Margo took your toy, you go there and you try to take the toy from her, but you can't do it because you don't want her to cry. Do you want Margo to cry?No, right? Why are you putting the... You can't block your face with the truck. Put it down. Put the truck down. Look at mommy. Okay. So, Nana said that if you can rob the toy, you can do something else, Winston. You bring a toy that's cooler than the toy that Margo took from you. You try to convince Margo that's a better toy. For example, you have Chase and Marshall, right? You are playing. Margo took Chase, right?
Yes.
And you're crying. You want Chase, right, Winston?
Yes.
You want Chase with the uniform, right?
Yes.
So what you do is that you go find a Sky from the trash can. You give Margo Sky. You told her, just tell her Sky is the best toy in the world. Sky can fly. Chase and Marshall, the firefighter and the policeman, they can't fly. So Sky is better. So, and Margot is convinced Sky is better, right, Winston? Look at mommy. I'm telling you the life story, life skill. Don't play with the mic, right? So then Margot takes Sky and she gives you Chase back.
Yeah.
So you get Chase and you get Marshall. You can play. And now Margot has Sky.
Yeah.
So next time you try that, okay?
Okay.
Good job. So if you can't do that either, what you can do is that you go to work with mommy. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you make money.
Yeah.
You go tell jokes on stage in a comedy club.
Yes.
And you can make money. You introduce mom. You introduce mom on stage, right?
Yes.
And then I pay you money and you can use money too.
Buy Roblox.
Buy all the toys you want, right? So that's the solution I think is going to work for you because you don't want to make her cry. You can be manipulative towards her. So you can just be a child laborer and make your own money. Do you want to be a child laborer?
Yes.
Do you want to make your own money?
Yes.
Then you have to work for me and come to the comedy club and open for me and introduce me on stage. Can you try it one more time?
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Look at me when you say and speak loud and slow. Look at me.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Louder.
I'm here to mom's
I'm introduce. Here to introduce my mom.
I'm here to introduce my mom, the queen of comedy, Johnny Simmons.
Okay, that's better. But you have to keep practicing, okay? Yes, Winston? So can you sit next to Nana? Because I need to talk to Nana because she and I had some problem in China. 让她坐到旁边去吧, Nana.
好了。
Good job, Winston. You can play with Marshall now.
玩你的 Marshall. Good.
Okay. So guys, if you don't know it yet, my mom and I, we had a conversation last time she was on my podcast. My mom basically just showed the world how ugly she think I was. What are you doing, Winston? You can't be here. Go back. Winston, if you move here one more time, I'll take your toy. I'll take Marshall. Okay? So you stay there, okay?
坐过来。
没事没事。You stay there, okay? Did you hear me?
好了，先玩着。
Say copy that.
Copy that.
Okay? Say, no papa is too small, no Winston is too small, no Tusk is too big, whatever was it. Can you tell me that?
No papa is too big, Winston's too small.
Okay, can you just be good and stay there and don't block my camera? Is that abusive?
Yes.
Are you happy? You are here with mommy at work? Yes. If you are happy, be quiet and just stay there, play with your toy, okay?
坐好啊，不能这样子。来。
Can you sit like a nice boy? Good. Okay. So we had a major problem with my mom because she was telling the world how... I mean, I said, I look so beautiful. She's like, yeah. So people in China... This video went viral. I think we have like a combined 100 million views in China. Even the Chinese, they were pretty shocked by how brutal my mom was. So I want to go to Weibo, which is, I don't know, the Facebook of China, whatever it is, to see people's basic comments. So somebody is, oh my God, is this famous? Oh, 我的天哪。老妈，这是伊能静。写的，她是哈林的老婆，
哦，哥，
台湾的这个女明星伊能静
哈，歌星哈林，
对呀、啊，伊能静，中国著名的一个女明星，她说，我的孩子不需要符合世俗的美的标准，相反，我希望他们能改变世界对美的定义。如果你的父母认为你不美，你不需要背负难受，愤怒。父母亦是他人，他们有他们的局限性，而你生来就是要打破他们的局限性，长出你自己。最后，视频中，亲爱的女孩，你在中国很美，我真心觉得你很美丽，像亮丽的太阳。So cute. So 伊能静她说，my kids don't have to be beautiful to the world standards. Instead, I wish that they can define beauty. If your parents think you are not beautiful, don't be sad. Your parents is also other people. Other people have their limitations. You were born to break the limitations, to be yourself. Also, I think this beautiful woman in the video, you are beautiful in China as well. I really think you are beautiful. You are like the sun shining bright. So, 这是个女明星说的，你什么感觉？
认可你的美啊。
对呀。
伊能静也是大美女，那才是
认可我的，
那才是真正的大美女。
那你是不是觉得，因为她觉得我美的话，然后我跟她比较起来，显得她更美？
对，对。
She think you are beautiful. Because when she stand next to you, and you make her look even more beautiful. Okay. 另外一个人说：“天哪，那你是个美女啦！”摇头加翻白眼，到底有多恨自己的亲女儿啊？Somebody said, oh my god, you think you are a beautiful girl? And she shook her head and she gave the side eye. How much do you hate your own daughter?
我有恨你吗？啊？我什么时候恨过你啊？
那你没恨过我。
对呀。因为要爱才会恨啊。
所以你是说你没有爱过我？
有爱才有恨，我是说。
Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Okay, okay.
我没恨过你。
Jesus Christ, the good Lord, please be here. I don't know. If I can handle this. So people comment that you know how much do you hate your own daughter? And my mom just said that I don't hate you. I never hate you because you have to love somebody to hate them. Winston, mommy need a toy too.Okay, 我看一下啊。Oh, another comments. 我印象特别深，小时候我看着电视上的明星在唱歌，因为我也在校合唱队的，就感慨我长大也要是做个明星就好了。我爸听了冷笑一声，就你长那个猪样。That means that, okay? I didn't say the N word. Is 那个 means that. 给我的外貌自信打了很大的打击。This comments from for my video said that I still remember when I was little, I see the star. Winston, can you be quiet? I still remember when I was little, I was watching the star singing on TV. Because I also sing at school. So I said, I want to grow up to become a movie star, a musician. My dad said, and he laughed. He said, you look like a pig. How can you do that?It really broke my heart. 妈妈，你怎么看？
爸爸说他长那个猪样。
爸爸说 that he looked like a pig.
爸爸不用换新眼镜了，我觉得是。
Okay, my mom said that the dad said his son looked like a pig compared to the person on TV.The good news is that the dad don't need to change new glasses because glasses are up to date. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, this is a good one. 她还没她女儿好看呢。Somebody commented that her daughter is so much more beautiful than her.
说我没有我的女儿好看。
Yeah, they said that your daughter is more beautiful than you.
那当然啦，那是因为他爸长得好看呐，他爸爸很帅的，所以说他像他爸哎。你说像我这样的，会找一个比我还丑的
？Okay, so my mom's answer is that of course, my daughter looks better than me. She's more pretty because my husband is very handsome. Because I'm very smart, I would only marry men who is better looking than me. I'm a brilliant woman.Okay, that's more. 非常熟悉的表情和说话语气节奏，思考了一下，就是我妈，不是我妈，是我阿布的形象。我心疼我妈，虽然今天又被我妈嘲笑我的腿粗肚子大，但我还好心里说一句，哎呀。So this person is very familiar, the face, the way they speak.And it make me think of my grandmother. My grandmother is so brutal. I feel so bad for my mom. And even though today my mom said I have elephant legs and big pig stomach. So, 怎么想姥姥？
这个是说她的妈妈和我有一样了。
对，她姥姥跟她妈妈。
那好，那我们可能有共同语言了。让她把妈推荐给我。
干嘛推荐给你啊？
和他妈一起玩。
Winston, you don't have to play with your fire truck because nobody is watching Mommy's podcast. So you don't have to make more noise to make we have less lower viewership, Winston. I appreciate your hard work, but your daddy already did damage. So we don't need you to be a part of the sabotage team, okay? If you keep making sound with this fire truck, you are going to become Mayor Humdinger, the bad guy in Paw Patrol. Do you want to be Mayor Humdinger? No, you don't. You want to be Chase, right? Okay, so my mom said that this person said that her mom and her grandma are all very brutal and abusive towards her. And my mom said that they have a lot in common. My mom wants your grandma and your mom's phone number so they can hang out. Okay, so somebody said that 心理暴力 is like mental abuse. 说妈妈对我进行心理暴力。 你怎么想?
什么心理暴力? 我们之间啥时候有过暴力呀? 这次用得太狠了吧他们?
So there's nothing violence between us. We never had violence between us. 那你打我算不算暴力小时候? 打屁股?
不算,那怎么算暴力?
那我ABCD 背不好, 你用字典砸我, 对不对?
对啊, 砸过之后就背好了。 有记性了。
So I think there's violence because when you beat me when I was a kid, like especially when my ABC was I was memorizing my ABC, you threw a dictionary on my face. She goes, that was good for you. So after that, you memorized everything. Okay. 另外一个评论，这种母亲有这么优秀的孩子，真是老天爷开眼了。 That mother has such an excellent child. I think it's blessed by God.
这么优秀的孩子，老天爷开眼了，对，老天爷开眼了。嗯哼，这人品的好，看他是干啥的，看看学历、工作是干什么的，我们可以让你和他交往一下，见面。对，老天爷开眼嘛。
Oh my God! So my mom said that God is blessing me. This person think I am good and like so great. My mom wants his phone number, his home address, and his income, his height and weight, and his education, and how many house he has, how many cars he has, and so she can set me up on a date with him, so I can find a date. Okay, this is crazy. Let me see. 其实我不理解啊，我的嘴唇很厚，可是我妈觉得我好美，我以为父母都是这样觉得自己小孩最漂亮的。 So this person said that I don't understand it because I also have big lips and my mom think I am so beautiful, always think I'm so beautiful. I think parents should always think their kids are the most beautiful.
我认为爱自己孩子的人母亲都不会说假话，这个妈妈在骗自己的孩子，她有必要吗？
She said that if parents truly love their children, they will never lie to them. Okay. Okay. Winston, we can get back here. Okay. So Winston, are you sleepy?
No, I'm not.
You are not sleepy? Do you want to get to the mic? Winston, you are not sleepy?
Nope.
What do you want to do with the robot dog?
Put on the Paw Patrol.
So, what does a robot dog do with the Paw Patrol? Like, what is it?
Swipe to the Paw Patrol.
And
flew to the Paw Patrol.
Okay,
And swipe to the Paw Patrol.
Okay, let's stop talking about your toys. I have a very serious questions. Do you know what does mommy do? What does mommy do?
A comedian.
So what does mommy do every day? Does mom leave you to go to work?
Yes.
Mommy travel to different cities to work, right?
Yes.
So look at me. I have a question, Winston. So, okay. Winston, whenever mom leave the house, how do you feel?
Cry.
You cry? Why would you cry? Well, mommy is going to work. Why would you cry?
Next time, I cry about this.
What did you say?
I cry about this.
You cry about it?
Yeah.
So what do you do after I go to work?
Come back to my house and take me to work and go.
So, but mommy is going to New York. It's very far away. Do you want to go?
Yes.
So what happens if mom go to work and mommy don't take you?
Come back to home and take me to work. And more like a joke.
What can you do at work for me?
Take me to work.
What can you do there? Would you help mommy with work?
Yes.
Can you tell jokes? Can you introduce mom?
Yes.
Can you sell merch?
Yes.
How do you sell merch? Show me.
I want to sell merch.
How can you, show me how you sell t-shirts?
Yes.
Show me. Tell me, what do you say?
I sell t-shirts.
What do you say? Buy t-shirts. What do you say?
Buy t-shirt.
Buy t-shirt. Buy t-shirt.
Buy t-shirt.
You can be louder. What do you say?
Buy t-shirts.
Okay. So I have, I can't find Marshall. Let's just get him later. I have questions for you. More questions. Okay, we can get him later. So what happens? Look at me. I'm here. What happens if, I know she's more beautiful than me, but I'm here. I'm still your mom. Those tits fed you until you are 2 years old. So I deserve your attention, okay?
Yes, but there's a box right there, over there.
I know. There are a lot of nice things in the world, but I'm still your mom. Okay? Yes. I give up a lot of things for you. Right? Yes?
Yes.
So that means you should pay attention right now and answer my questions. Here's a question. Look at mommy. What happens if mommy go to work and don't take you?
Come back to mommy's house and take me to work.
Do you cry if I don't take you?
Yes.
How many times do you cry?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 100.
100 times you cry?
Yes.
So, do you think about mommy when mommy is working?
Yeah.
What do you think about?
Come back to my home and take me to work.
But it's very far away. I can't take you. I'm going to New York. Do you want to go to New York?
Yes. I'm too far away to catch you.
It's too far away for you to catch me?
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you can't catch mommy?
Because otherwise, I'm too far to catch you.
So what can you do when I'm too far from you?
It's too far away.
Can you send the guy to get mommy?
Yeah.
So what can you do? Sure. What would you want to do when mommy's in New York, Winston?
The sky will catch you, like the core.
So the guy can bring me back to you?
Yeah.
What do you like to do with mommy? What do you like to do with mommy?
Come back to work and take me to work.
So you want to be with me?
Yeah.
How many times do you want to be with me? Like two.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Can you sit in Chinese? E,
yes.
R.
E, R, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Can you say, I miss your mommy in Chinese? 你会用汉语说吗？妈妈，我想你会说。Can you say?
哎呀。
说。
妈妈，我想你。
妈妈，我想你。
你会不会背这首想妈妈的诗，叫《慈母手中线》？不要玩。你会背吗？让他坐的高一点，不然脸挡住了。Winston, I think Nana told you a poem about how much you miss mommy.
慈母手中线，游子吟。
可以，游子吟，你会背游子吟吗？ Can you do the poem about how much you miss mommy? 游子吟。
慈母手中，
一、二、三，
这是
四、五、六、七、
八、
九、十。
好，你会背慈母吟吗？慈母手中线，你会背吗？
慈母手中线，
游子身上衣，
身上衣，
临行密密缝，
临行密密缝，
意恐迟迟归。
应求处处归。
Can you do one more time?
过去背好背好多。
Can you do one more time?
Yes.
慈母手中线。
慈母手中线。
游子。
身上衣。
身上衣。
临行。
密密缝。
密密缝。
意恐。
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 迟迟归。
处处怪。
谁言寸草心？
谁言寸草心？
信仰之崭新。
Don't touch your crush. Who do you think you are? Michael Jackson, move it away.
抱得三春晖。
So this is a very beautiful Chinese poem about when a son misses his mother. It's called a... 这首诗叫什么名字来着？
什么？游子吟。
游子吟。It's called 游子吟。What do you want?
I can get him for you. Okay, can you sit there like a normal person?
游子吟。
Stop warm. Be like, sit down.游子吟 is that the song of the traveler. So 游子吟 is 慈母手中线，游子身上衣。临行密密缝，意恐迟迟归。谁言寸草心，报得三春晖。So this is such a beautiful, beautiful poem. It's about a son written for his mother that he's traveling on the road. 临行密密缝 is that.Before I leave, my mother been sewing my jacket slowly and make sure everywhere is taken care of, you know. And 临行意恐迟迟归, and she's afraid that I'll come home late. Days after days, I won't be home. 临行密密缝谁言寸草心。这还没有吧？还有
有临行密密缝，
意恐迟迟归。
谁言寸
草心，报得三春晖。谁言寸草心 ？That is the heart of a tiny little grass that is going to give her back the whole spring of glory. It means the heart of the sun. 我以为比较长啊，临行密密缝，意恐迟迟归。谁言寸草心，
报得
三春
晖。
我以为比这个长一点。
没有。
Okay, anyway, that's the poem that is about mother. Hi, Winston.
妈妈的思念。
Can you come back here? I have more questions. I have more questions, Winston.
坐好了啦。坐好了。
So, what makes you happy, Winston?
Mommy.
What?
Mommy.
Mommy makes you happy?
Yes.
Can you sit here?
Yeah. More subscribing.
Okay, Winston, can you sit here? I need to talk to you. So, mommy makes you happy?
Yes.
Why?
Because you bring my toy. You buy my toy and eat.
Why does mommy make you happy, Winston?
Because you buy my toy very good.
What else does mommy do that makes you happy?
Buy a oil tanker and buy
oil tanker, rescue truck.
Rescue truck.
All the paw patrols.
All the paw patrols. Look out
the police station.What else?
The other police station. I have two police station.
Yeah.
And I have
Look at mommy. What else does mommy do that makes you happy? Other than buying your toys. What other things mommy do make you happy?
Buy another rescue drink.
What?
Buy another rescue truck.
Okay. Who do you love the most?
Mommy.
Why?
I have to go pee-pee.
Okay.
要去go pee-pee.
You know I can take you to go pee-pee. 这里有个钥匙，老娘。那边。Wow, I was thinking he would be like, because you are the most important person in my life. The reason he loved me is because I buy him toys. This is brutal. This is brutal. I cannot believe it. I wanted to talk to you guys that the reason why I brought them here to this podcast is because I'm going through a very important journey, you know? to really reflect my life so far since I drove away my second husband. I want to share with you guys that I've been 4 months sober. I stopped drinking alcohol. Yes, yes. So it's eye-opening. I know you're like a bitch, your eyes are still tiny, but it's pretty opened up. Like right now it's opened up. I can see things. I can see people who are taking advantage of me, and I can see, you know, everything now. I can also see that how hard my body is working to keep up with everything that's happening in my life. I really believe that I think now, like, you can't call people an alcoholic. The right word is that alcohol use disorder. But I believe that there are some people, I think, naturally are just prone to this disorder, because whenever, like, you are the person who drink the most and end up driving everybody home because you have a high tolerance of alcohol. Like, I was a person in college, after every bitch is drunk in a party, I drive everybody home. I know you are concerned. What? What? They give you a driver's license in Kentucky? Yes, they do a lot of things in Kentucky, okay? I was proud of myself. I thought I was the queen, you know? I thought that I was so fucking awesome. Like, I can drink so much and not get drunk. But no. That's actually a very bad thing. That's very bad. If you, after 5 drink, you have more energy, that's bad, because that means that most likely you are going to become an alcoholic. And even you are high functioning, and it's really bad for your body. So it's been really difficult for me. I can balance my life with drinking, and my father drinks a lot, and my uncle is a full-blown alcoholic. So it runs in my family, and I never thought I was an alcoholic until I realized that every time before I go home, I feel emptiness. And after shows, you know, whenever there's a show that I do well, like, I don't ever drink before the show. I always drink after the show because I want to feel, I don't know. I always drink after the show because I do not want to feel like I deserve the success. Like, if I killed the show, I sold out, and all my fans came out to see me and tell me that I made them laugh, I would do that. But after that, I would drink like 5 glasses of wine and 5 tequila shots to numb myself. And it didn't make any sense, because why do you have to be shit-faced after the show? And I got home, I drink more before I go to sleep. Then I realized that the bigger question is the why. Why do you drink so much? It's because deep down, I'm this insecure person who feel like I'm not worthy of success. I'm not worthy of happiness. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of all the things I've dreamed about my whole fucking life. So I'm like, they are here for me. Ooh, I can't handle that. No, nobody here for me. Let me just get myself drunk and be a dumb hoe and go home. And that, I think that was just the one morning I woke up. I was in Austin. I was very hangover, and I had this really great show. That was from Houston, I think. I was drinking so much of the show in Houston. It's like a packed house. All the fans came out. It was I love you, Houston. Also, I love Whitney Houston. It was so beautiful, but somehow I was very sick. I drank so much. I had like 20 shots, like 5 beers. I don't even know. Like 2 mixed drink cocktails. It was ridiculous. So I got back to the hotel. I got really sick. I started vomiting. And next day, I feel like shit. And then I was talking about, I think I was doing a video, putting my makeup on, talking about why I cannot swim. And that's what really, really triggered me. When I talk about why I cannot swim, is that when I was in school, I was 9 years old, and my father came to my school. It was during the summer. I think he was very drunk, and he told me that it's like a class break. He said that he wanted to take me to swim which is amazing because we had this new swim pool in the city. Everybody go there. So I decided to go there. I was so excited. I said, "Did you tell my teacher?" He's like, "Yeah." So he took me there. I got there. And my father took me to the office to get me swimming outfit and everything. But he was talking to somebody outside. And then there's a bar, you know, he was drinking. Next thing I know that he took me and he grabbed me to the pool. But I said, "I don't have the swimming clothes." He's like, "Oh, don't worry about it." And this big donut, and he put me in the donut, and I got in this, pool with this big donut in my school dress. So I just flow there trying to find my dad, and I can't find him. He left. He just left. I was talking about this. I was in the middle. Oh, hey, Winston, can you be quiet? I was talking about why mommy can't swim because grandpa put mommy in the pool with a donut. Okay. Winston, can you be quiet? Because I was talking about my childhood trauma. Can you be quiet?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'll buy you a truck if you are quiet.
Yes.
Can you stop playing with the microphone?
Yes.
Grandpa is a nice person now. I promise you. Grandpa is never going to put you in a donut in the pool without your swim trunk, okay? Because you are a boy. He likes boys. So I was inside the pool in the middle in my school dress and in the middle of the pool. There's no sunscreen, no swim outfit. Like my clothes is wet. I look really, yeah, it was very embarrassing. I just flew there for like 4 hours. I can't find my dad until it was like very late. It was like around 6 p.m. So some of the people, lifeguard, they use this hook to hook me back. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, where's your dad? I said, I don't know. So they were like, "Well, we are closing, so you have to have somebody to pick you up." So I just stood there, and nobody picked me up. And I remember I was very traumatized. I'm like, wow. So I think around like 9 p.m., I was standing outside. They locked the gate, and it was dark. My mom came to pick me up, and she was furious. Before I even spoke, she slapped me. She's like, "Why did you skip school and came here? Like, why don't you tell me? I was worried about you so, I was worried sick." I said, "Mom, my dad took me from school. I never skipped school." She's like, no. "Your dad is drunk at home, sleeping. He did not go to school." And I was like, "He did." She's like, "Stop lying to me." I got home. I said, "Dad, can you tell mom that you took me from school?" And he's like, "No, I did not take you from school. What are you talking about?" So next day, I go back to the class. My teacher asked me to stand in the back row. And I couldn't attend any class. I was standing there all day because she said I lied to her. My father never came to pick me up. My father never told her that he's picking me up. So I was so traumatized. I just, after I tell that story, now I can do it. Now I can do it because my son is here. Because I'm better than my mom. I can give birth to a son and he gave birth to a daughter. So I'm better than him. So Winston, sit down. Peace. I think after the first time I tell that story, I start crying, start shaking. I couldn't help. I was like, why do I feel so bad? Why do I feel so traumatized? And then I realized that I never got over this. I never got over being ignored my whole life. I never got over being labeled a liar. I never got over everybody don't trust me, don't believe me, and don't support me. I was cool, you know, I was able to go back to school. Next day, I do my homework. I do well in school. But deep down, I never got over that. I was ignored. I was nobody. And actually, I feel ashamed that nobody believed me. Nobody loved me. So I think that's why I drink after my shows. That's why I cannot enjoy success. And also, I'm very hard on myself. I achieve something, I'm like, yeah, everybody can do it, you know? I have one 30-minute special on Peacock TV. I'm like, yeah, everybody has it. The next thing you know, you have a million followers. Everybody has it, you know? I have a son. Everybody has it. Yeah, no, but he's special. So I think, I'm just being honest with you guys, you know, if you have problems with addiction, I think it's good to ask why I do that. it's sometimes it's not your fault, you know? And sometimes that you, alcohol just makes you feel better than it makes other people feel, and it depends on it. But the thing is that I don't want to feel like, I don't want to sound like Russell Brand, but nothing feel better than being sober, and that's it. It really is. I know people think there's benefit to drinking. The only benefit is to drinking is that you can, people think you only like a, you can only get fat from drinking, but also it kills your brain cell too. Also make you a dumb hoe with bad skin. So there's a lot of benefits to drinking. I really like, I benefit so much being 4 months sober. I didn't drink anything. And I really start to understand, like, it's very hard. Even today, like, I feel like I'm shaking. But I have very clear feeling that I had this feeling when you were a little child, the first time you got this box of a crayon, the first time you went to the field and you get beautiful flowers you can put in the vase, first time you paint, first time you do calligraphy. That feeling, that excitement, that happiness, I never had it since I started drinking in my 20s. But now I can feel it again. I can just be happy when I see flowers that my daughter bring to me. Even my daughter bring to me, I feel happy. I'm kidding. I love her. Margot is very awesome. My daughter is going to be the person who is going to be successful. My son is going to be my friend around me. He'll be successful, but my daughter will be beyond successful because she's a savage. And I feel like I'll be calling my daughter. She'll be in her office running her big company. She'll be like, wait, what? Who gave my new number to my mom? You are fired. You know, that's my daughter. My son, you know, look at this. Winston, can you give me a cat face? Can you give mommy a dog?
Woof, woof.
How about an elephant? How about a peacock?
Meow.
How about a snake? How about a frog?
Rabbit.
See? Can Mago do that?
Yeah.
No, she can't. You can do it. She can't do it. So I just really feel like everybody has shortcomings, you know, and it's fine. We just have to love ourselves enough. I think what scares me most about keep drinking is that I'll never become the person I want to become, and I'll never realize my full potential, like how great I could ever be. And I even regret all the years I was drinking. I didn't have all the energy because I'm a comedian, but I don't live my life as a comedian because every morning I wake up. It was 7 a.m. in the morning. My son come to my bed and talk to me. I can't be drunk because I would lose all this time as his mother. My daughter come at 7 a.m. You know, I can just still be sleeping because she's a girl. But my son, that's a joke. Feminists, just relax. It's a joke, okay? So I think it was the painful hangover, but I still have to talk to them, hang out with them. They look at me, at my face. They're like, why is it so difficult for you to be with us, mommy? You know, I can feel it in their heart. They're like, why you look so in so much pain? Are you sick, mommy? My son always asks, are you sick, mommy? Was mommy sick today?
Yes.
What happened to mommy?
I feel sick.
Mommy was sick today? What did you do?
I was bad.
You were better. Did you ask mommy? Maybe mommy eat too much chocolate, remember?
Yes.
Did you bring mommy's coffee?
Yes. I think banana.
So I feel like my face looks in so much pain when in the morning, you know, I should be so happy to open my eyes and see those beautiful children. And for them, I decided to not drink because I want to give them my innocence, my happiness, and me just being happy because I am happy. I don't need anything to help me to feel happy. I never needed my whole life. And also for my comedy, for my fans, that to really enjoy a show when I can really enjoy the show from the beginning to the end, that I can actually be myself. Also to myself to learn more, read more, become more knowledgeable so I can write better jokes, I can deliver better jokes. And that's all I was trying to confess and to share with you guys is that, yes, I believe I had a drinking problem. And I've been sober and I think I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm much stronger than I think I am. And you are too. Whatever you are struggling with, you can always email me and talk to me. And I think it's good to share what your shortcoming is. And it's good because nobody's perfect. And it's okay. We share things, you know. And it's also okay that to challenge yourself to beat an addiction. It can be done. It's incredibly hard. But there's so many reasons to do it. It's because you deserve to enjoy your life at its full potential, you know. I still don't regret getting married and have a failed marriage and everything because I end up having these beautiful children, you know. They can do my taxes. And that's not a bad thing, right? And I just want to tell you guys that I love you very much and I'm fighting. And I am trying to write better jokes, do better videos, working very hard on my 1 hour special. And I have a huge groundbreaking career news about my career. It's a big deal for me. It's a big deal. It's a history making moment. I will share with you next week. And I'm very happy I can enjoy this moment sober. Make sure you come to see me. I'm on the road. JiaoYingSummers.com. I'm coming to Des Moines, Iowa. September 14th, September 20th, I mean, Chicago. And before that is Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. I go to Indiana. And next month, I will be in San Diego and New York City and Boston, House of Love Boston in December. Thank you so much. Make sure you check out my website, JiaoYingSummers.com, and also sign my mailing list so you can get some special surprise. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.